Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. Super excited to share the airwaves with you this morning. You are listening to Think Realty Radio. You are paying attention. You are dialed in. You are ready to go. You've been waiting for this hour of radio for like all day. I get it. You know what? It's exactly what you should be doing, just as I do every single day. That being said, throughout the show today, you're going to have questions about wholesaling. You'll have questions about flipping. You'll have questions about the strategies you need to succeed in real estate investing. Get in touch. Feel free to do so at thinkrealtyradio.com. There you'll find all of our past radio shows. And you know what? Do me a favor. Hit play. You might just be surprised as to what additional information you can learn. Also, we have a magazine. That's right. We have a print magazine. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble and the 84 lumber stores nationwide. That being said, I'm really excited to introduce my guest for today. Her name is Vina Jones Cox. She is the real estate goddess. You can reach out to her as well if you have any questions throughout today's show at regoddess.com. That's regoddess.com. Vina, welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. So you are a legend in Ohio, and then, of course, the real estate investing space. Everybody knows who you are. But for our listeners that don't necessarily know who you are, give us a little bit of a background on who you are and what you do.
Well, I've been investing in real estate full-time since 1989. Never really had a real job. I did for about 6 weeks. And I hated it, and I quit, and went into what was sort of the family business. Although my parents were died in the wool landlords, and that business, at least the way they ran it, wasn't super appealing to me in my 20s. So I found some other ways that people did things: lease options, and then wholesaling, and then. Pretty much everything else. I've done everything else for the real estate business now at this point, and spent a lot of time educating myself, and now educate other people as well.
That's awesome. And especially in this world of real estate investing now, where there are so many new investors getting in, the real estate market is hot, obviously. It's a healthy real estate market. What are some mistakes that you're finding that real estate investors make on a very regular basis that you generally say, hey, you know, you want to be careful of these top three things?
Well, the number one thing is believing that it's so easy, you can figure it out yourself. You know, I meet a lot of new investors that they know someone who's doing whatever, wholesaling, flipping houses, landlording, and it looks fairly simple from the outside, and especially people who are really smart especially have this problem that they think, oh, how hard could it be? I'll go figure it out myself. And letting the market teach you the lessons is much more expensive than doing something like joining a real estate association or taking a quality seminar. The idea that you're going to learn everything you need to know by watching the videos on YouTube or being in one of the forums or something like that is just people have proven that false over and over again. And the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of people who could be very successful in the real estate business who get out early because they get burned. It doesn't go at all, or it doesn't go right, or they lose some money and they get a bad taste in their mouth about it. And mm-hmm. That could all be avoided by just knowing what you're doing.
And I think also it comes down to the type of investment personality you have as well, right? Like, you have to figure out, okay, am I in this for the long-term a rental play? Do I like to flip property? Do I want to get into multifamily? And then understanding kind of where you want to be with this space from the onset is also very important. I appreciate on your website, and I love your website, by the way. I think it has a tremendous amount of information, and it's a really good resource for any real estate investor that wants to learn a little bit more about you, and then, of course, to get some good actionable insights and tips about how to invest in real estate. You say on here, quote, no, I don't do 50 deals a year, plus manage 40-plus rental units, plus rehab, travel, teach, volunteer, and have a life all by myself. And you won't either. I do it with the help of a partner, a part-time property manager, an acquisition coordinator, and a part-time bookkeeper. And yes, I'm still pretty busy, but I still find the time to take a nap every day. I love that. Like, I thought that was so cool, because there are too many educators around the country that will say, you can have it all, and all you have to do is sit on a beach and drink Mai Tais. That is so not true, right? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Help me understand the thought process, just because we have a lot of new investors on the show, just kind of listening to the show. They're like, well, what if I'm being talked to right now by that guru type? What advice do you have for that crowd?
My basic advice is anybody who tells you they've got a turnkey system where you can just lay on the beach and their software or system or whatever will buy and sell houses for you while you sleep, you should probably just turn and run. It's a very compelling message, and it's brought in millions and millions of dollars for the folks who are willing to stand up on stage and say it. But the reality is there is work involved here, and at first you're going to do the work. And if you're smart, you'll pretty quickly figure out which work you're doing that somebody else could do pretty cheaply and hire that out. I actually waited way too long to learn that lesson. I didn't hire my first acquisitions person until I was in the business for 15 years. And the market for labor right now is very different than it was when all that was going on. And I actually had to hire somebody to come sit in my office, which meant I need to have an office and a desk and a computer and a phone line for them. Now you can do a lot of that virtually, but the work has to be done. There's no shortcut to the work has to be done. The question is, how much of it has to be done by you?
That's right. And how do you leverage others to continue to focus on what you're really good at? Out of curiosity, an acquisition coordinator obviously comes at a cost. If I'm building my real estate business for the first time, is this somebody that I need in my pocket, or is this somebody that I would like joint venture on deals with? Do I have to pay this person a salary? How do you do it?
Yeah, there are different models, of course. And it's interesting that you say that, because I was in a mastermind group today where there are a number of very high producing, I mean, I'm talking hundreds of deals a year, members in this group. And we were sort of talking about the acquisitions people and how they are paid. And the one thing that everybody, including me, agreed on was that their job is straight up bring leads into the pipeline and then make them into deals, they need to be commissioned. And the commissions on those things will run, you know, 25% of your deal. But you can do so many more deals with someone else focused on that, that the math generally works, and the people who aren't good at it wash themselves out because they can't make enough money, and then you hire somebody who can make enough money. that's not something that the equivalent of an acquisitions person for a newer investor who's maybe done a deal or two and proven to themselves that it works is something more like a virtual assistant who just takes the first phone call and interviews the seller and maybe sets appointments, things like that. So there's a smaller way to do it for the real newbie, but more advanced people are going to hire somebody on commission.
So there's a lot more to talk about there. We're going to get into the concept of wholesaling real estate and then eventually lease option as well. Two topics that I know, Vina, you're very familiar with, but we have to go to break. So Think Realty Nation, check out Vina at her website, www.regoddess.com. You'll find a lot of valuable information there. And check out thinkrealtyradio.com. And then come right back. I'm not going anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today. Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Vina Jones Cox. She's calling in from Ohio, and she has a lot of experience in the real estate investing world. She's written a couple of books. She has her own radio show, and she's very knowledgeable about different types of real estate investing, the different strategies you can use to that you can use to become a successful investor. But we do have to talk a little bit about the overall mindset as well. If you don't understand the type of personality that you have as a real estate investor, then you know the challenges will start to rack up, and the challenges that if you don't know that what you don't know about being an investor, I mean, you got to really pay attention to that. So starting out with your own mindset, super important, and then building your team is really, really crucial right after that. Now, OREA is having an event November 1st to the 4th. Vina, can you tell me a little bit about the event and a little bit about what will be spoken about, the types of speakers, the information that I can receive if I attend?
Well, the OREA event, which is called the National Real Estate Investing Summit, is it's a very long-running event. It's been around since 1986. It's the largest one in the country for sort of a small real estate investor. Mm-hmm. And OREA is a nonprofit organization, so they make it incredibly cheap to get there. It's embarrassingly cheap. And the purpose from OREA's perspective is to try and talk about things that are market relevant at that moment. So the lineup and the even the, what the topics are change every year. So this year, in anticipation of a potential market slowdown in the next 6 to 18 months, mm-hmm. we're talking about lots of different exit strategies: wholesale, retail, lease option, selling on notes, things like that. But we're also adding some things that are really relevant in a slower market. Short sales being an example, buying on owner financing becomes a really, it's a much simpler thing to do when the market slows down. We've got different investment classes we're going to talk about, self-storage units, single-family homes, notes, mortgages, things like that. It's a crazy packed schedule.
Awesome.
But it's great for somebody who's kind of looking for, I just have a little bit of time and I want to explore a lot of different things and see what it is I'm looking to do.
That's incredible. And it's 4 days. It's again from November 1st to the 4th. How do I register?
OREAconvention.com. We'll show them all the different speakers, the topics, the events, and registration. OREIAconvention.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure it's going to be a super successful event. I can't wait to hear about some of the outcomes and some of the conversations from that as well. It's always good to be shaking hands with industry experts, professionals, vendors. And then, of course, you know, the real reason that you go there is for the education and meet other people to build your team. So let's talk about building your team, and then I'd love to talk about wholesaling and how that fits into the bigger picture. You mentioned on your website you have a couple of people on your team. You have your acquisitions coordinator, you have your accountant, you have your property manager. If I'm just getting started investing in real estate, who should I focus on to be some of my key team members?
Yeah, every real estate investor needs kind of the same set of people to be what's called their outside team. So these are not folks who are going to sit in your office. These are professionals who, you know, they're independent contractors. They do the thing they do. They do it for lots of people, and they're super good at it. And that's people like your attorney, your CPA, your real estate agent, folks who are out there in the world who service real estate investors, hard money lenders, people like that. The most important surprisingly, the most important and hard to find person in the outside team, and this is, I tell all wholesalers, this is like your first person to go out and find, is an investor-friendly title company or attorney to close deals with, because the kinds of deals real estate investors do that involve contract assignments and land trusts and I'm buying this subject to the existing loan, that is outside of the area of expertise of your typical title company or attorney. And finding the one who can actually do that and do it right is very important.
I couldn't agree more. I totally agree with that. You need smart team members, and you also need team members, preferably, that also have investment expertise. In the world of a contractor, is it ideal that they invest in property themselves? Yeah, but is it also okay if they have relationships with investors for whom they have done projects as well? Absolutely. I think that's very fair. So build yourself a team. Start communicating with them, and building relationships, as you know, is key to this business. And there's no I in team. And real estate is a contact sport. Real estate investing is a contact sport. And you need to make sure not only do you have the contacts, you have the right ones, and they have a proven track record of experience. So that being said, you can also keep in mind, you can also go to OREAConvention.com, check it out November 1st to the 4th, get your tickets. It's 4 days. You're going to get a lot of good info. And Vina, let's transition the conversation to wholesaling. I know there are a lot of new investors out there listening. They might be entrepreneurs, they might be small business owners, and you're thinking, well, geez, I want to maybe dabble my feet into the real estate investing world, but I don't know how to do it, and I don't want to take on a whole lot of financial risk. Maybe wholesaling fits here. Can you share with us some ideas about what wholesaling is and then how we can do it successfully?
Wholesaling is a good solution for somebody who's in that experimental phase. Like, I would hate to have somebody try out real estate by doing something complex like buying a rental property or even doing a rehab. You know, rehabs can be very fraught with danger for a person doing their very first deal. Wholesaling is a way to learn on the job. You still have to learn some things. Like, you cannot be a wholesaler if you cannot evaluate properties. You cannot be a wholesaler if you don't have some grip on what do properties cost to fix, because the role of the wholesaler is to go out and find undermarket deals that are so good that another more experienced, more less risk-averse investor can give you a check to just step into the deal. It's not buying and selling houses. Some people say, oh, I'm a wholesaler, I buy and sell houses. That's not what wholesalers generally do. What they do is they put properties under contract. They just get an agreement with the seller that says, hey, you agree to sell and I agree to buy, and here are the terms. And one of the terms is I need to have other people come look at the property and give me their evaluation of it. And if I don't like what I hear from them, I'm not buying the property. So, you know, a standard inspection clause. And once this thing is in writing, once this purchase agreement is in writing, you go out and look for a buyer who's going to be a different kind of investor, a rehabber, a landlord, somebody who does lease options. And if they like the deal, they pay you, and the amount depends on what market you're in. In my market, it's $7,000 to $10,000. We've got a $130,000 median house price, but in some place with a $300,000 median house price, it might be a lot more money. And they pay you, and then they go and close with the seller. And the combined price, what I paid you and what I paid the seller, still needs to be a great deal for your buyer. And that's what wholesalers do.
That's awesome. And I think it's a really good foray. It's a really good introduction into the real estate investing world. It gets you experience. It gets you the right contacts. And most importantly, it gets you the confidence to succeed. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how wholesaling fits into the overall big picture of real estate investing and why Vina believes that the overall big picture is totally worth it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar, and we're back. My guest today is Vena Jones Cox, and you may know her as the real estate goddess, and that's exactly how you need to know her. Check out her website at regoddess.com. So far, we've talked about building the right team. We've talked about wholesaling real estate, especially if you're a new real estate investor. Let's talk a little bit, Vina, about how wholesaling real estate and jumping into that world kind of fits into the bigger role for a real estate investor. What does that bigger role look like?
The end goal for just about everybody should really be passive income. And wholesaling is not passive income. Every time you need a new check, you have to go out and find a new deal. It's not like rentals where you buy the property, and if you manage it right, you get a check every month for the rest of your life, or for as long as you can stand it. Most wholesalers figure that out. Some people come into the business thinking, well, this is great. I'll just make $250,000 a year wholesaling properties. But the problem is that income stops when you stop working. So I like to tell wholesalers, wherever you sort of are mentally in terms of, well, I can't see myself taking on a mortgage or getting a mortgage or managing properties, that needs to be on your horizon. You need to turn that cash into something that's going to produce long-term income. And you don't have to know all that stuff now. You don't have to learn about how to be a good rental manager as you are starting to wholesale. Just keep learning. Don't get stuck forever in the role of I'm the guy who makes $10,000 selling the property to the guy who gets income tax breaks appreciation for the rest of his life. It's a step toward the next thing. It should be a step toward the next thing.
Yeah, long-term wealth generation is built on generally one word, I would say, and that's cash flow. Right? Like, we need these assets. We don't want to put them on our balance sheet and then take them off in the example of flipping. What you really want to do is buy and hold, because that's ultimately where you should get to. You should get to the point where you understand that passive income is part of the overall equation, and it is probably one of the most important parts. I think that's what...
And let me add that there seems to be this sort of pervasive thought out in the real estate world that there's a career path in real estate that goes, well, first you wholesale, and then you fix and flip properties, and then you own them long term. And that's not everybody's path. If somebody's a super busy professional with a high taxable income already, and they're working 80 hours a week at their job, they should just go straight to rentals, because there are other people who can manage them. And what they need is the tax breaks and the cash flow, not the additional income. So
right.
I always like to remind people that a lot of people do take that path, wholesale, then flip, then rent. But that's not something that's just prescribed and everybody has to do it.
Totally agreed with that. I mean, too often also I'll hear about folks that will quit their full-time job to start investing in real estate, to which I say, don't do that. Like, don't stop, right? Like, please don't do that. If you're listening and you're like all, you know, a hunky-dory in the real estate world and you're about to quit your job, just stop. Because you're making money at your job. Good. Keep doing that. Like, it's more expensive for you to quit your job and then to start something all over again if you're new to real estate investing. Keep your job. Take the money. If you want to live on a shoestring budget so that your investment bucket fills up quicker, great. Then exactly what Vina said, go out and buy rentals. You need the tax benefits. You need the deductions. And most importantly, I mean, the cash flow helps as well. It's always a good thing. So there are multiple paths. Understand your personality and then kind of take it from there. That's always a good thing. So we've gone down the road of understanding the mindset, building your team, wholesaling, what the bigger role, what the bigger picture is, wealth generation, passive income. Vina, I think we've covered a lot so far. I do want to talk about how you evaluate your real estate deals. What are you looking at from a macroeconomic level? What's happening nationally, all the way down to your microeconomic level? What's happening in your neighborhood, your city, and then, of course, the property?
Real estate is definitely a local market. You can't compare what anything about the market in, say, San Diego is to what it is in Cincinnati. The property values are different. The construction is different. The laws are different. So we always have to really understand our local market. And within that market, yes, you have to understand submarkets. You have to understand that in this area over here, if you're going to wholesale a property, you're only going to wholesale it to a landlord, because nobody is fixing up houses for resale in that area because it's a rental area.
That's right.
The way that the national market affects us is when there is a recession, that is a national recession, we all feel it. And so everyone in the real estate business is sort of always on the alert for signs that the real estate market is going to get super hot or that it's going to get super cold. And we don't have a crystal ball, so we don't always know those things, but it's always good to watch for those signs. Things like, right now we're obviously in a super hot market, but signs like days on market expanding, foreclosure spiking, when you start seeing things about how property classes are overbuilt, that's a sign that you might want to evaluate, maybe not what I'm doing right this second, but how am I going to deal with the market as it changes in my strategy?
So let's take the example of the market is being overbuilt and we're now on the cusp of, well, geez, you know, we're really due for a correction. How should the strategy shift when the market starts to correct?
Rule number one is, when real estate prices go down, buy as much as you can get your hands on.
That's right.
Like the best deals are done in down markets. However, there are challenges to that. Like, banks start getting nervous about real estate as an asset, and they raise their requirements for credit scores and down payments. So that's when you start getting creative with things like, I'm going to get private lenders involved in my deals. I'm going to learn how to do creative deals where there's seller financing involved. And the goal is, while the market is down, you do the things that work in a down market. You buy cheap deals. Mm-hmm. Renting works well in a down market. Selling on owner financing, selling on lease options and land contracts, things like that work well in a market where people are afraid to commit to a house because they don't know which direction house prices are going. We need to be ready, willing, and able to jump on it when the house prices start going down, not try to time the bottom of the market. That's a mistake a lot of people made. You know, they missed 2009. I don't know any real estate investor who, looking back at 2009, doesn't say, I wish I bought about four times as many properties as I did, but
That's right.
Was waiting, and they waited too long.
No, you're absolutely right. I think if the market does start to shift downward, gear up, right? Gear up, be as cash heavy as you can, and then make the smart decisions. I think too often investors get too greedy, and then guess what happens? They don't make the smart decisions. They're not buying right because they get caught into the hype. And that's one thing that...
Greedy or fearful.
Yes.
Greedy or fearful.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you can't just raise your hand and say, you know, sell me a property, especially if you don't know how to do your due diligence. So I'd recommend the following. One, if you're listening to this, you're thinking about how I can get involved, couple of things. Number one, go to arigoddess.com, check out Vina and her website, what her team has built and what she's doing. Make sure that you follow her. Number two, go to oreaconvention.com, get your tickets for the November 1st to the 4th events. 4 days, 23 speakers, 1,000 people. You got to get there. And then, of course, check out thinkrealtyradio.com and click play on some of your favorite episodes of this show so you can continue to learn as much as possible. Vina, thank you so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate your insight and suggestions.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. So, like you know, thinkrealtyradio.com is where I live. Ask your questions there.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Borrow better with 5Arch Funding. 5Arch provides short and long-term fundings for experienced residential investors, mortgage brokers, and private lenders. Their fast funding solutions cover a variety of investments, including fix and flip homes, single-family and multifamily properties, and rentals. In addition to lending in most of the 50 states, 5Arch also works with foreign-owned entities and IRAs. 5Arch.com/borrow better. 5Arch.com/borrow better.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. So, here's the deal. Every now and then, you know, I get a lot of questions about building brands and things like this for the real estate space. And, you know, I like kind of dropping some good knowledge every now and then to help you out in your quest of building that awesome brand so you can find more deals, so you can find more opportunities, investors, team members, etc. So one of the biggest challenges that business owners have, that you as a real estate investor can have, is understanding how to use social media to your benefit. Okay, how to use social media to your benefit. Now, I'm a huge fan of all of the platforms, on social. You have LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I use every single one. If you're looking for some kind of best practices, I'm not saying I'm perfect or I'm the best, even though I feel like I am the best and I am perfect all the time. Feel free to follow me. and kind of copy what I'm doing. You can find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar, A-B-H-I-G-O-L-H-A-R, and see what I'm doing that's a little bit different in creating and curating content. I think it's one thing to create content. It's a totally different thing to curate content, okay? Creating content versus curating content, and I want to go through that for the platform Instagram today. So let's get jazzed up. It's going to be a great next 8 to 10 minutes as I kind of tell you a little bit about my best practices on Instagram so that you can go ahead and copy them for your own benefit. Now, many of you listening, you might be thinking, well, geez, why should I jump on Instagram? Well, what's interesting about Instagram is there are so many people that are using Instagram because it's a visual format. And you know what's even more obvious for real estate investors is that Instagram is a visual platform. Guess what real estate is? it's very visual, right? You buy homes based on what you see. So what I love about Instagram is my ability to not only connect with other individuals, but my ability to create information and display it in a visual format for others to understand so that they can reach out and say, hey, I really like this video or this post or this infographic, okay? Now, let's just do some baseline statistics for Instagram. So far in 2018, this is what we know, okay? Instagram marketing is really beneficial for businesses and brands. Guess what you are? You're listening to this. You're a brand. You individually and you as a business, you're a brand. Excuse me. Did I just say bland? That's kind of funny. I meant brand. So Instagram is absolutely one of the go-to platforms that you need to absolutely be using for social media campaigns. Okay. Number one, this is coming from adespresso.com. Quote, as of June 2018, there are nearly 1 billion monthly active users on Instagram. So what does that mean? That means that it's being used pretty heavily. Okay. As of June 2018, there are nearly 500 million daily active users. The like button is hit an average of 4.2 billion times every single day on Instagrams. On Instagram, excuse me. And the images that one posts on Instagram gets an average of 23% more engagement than if you were to post the exact same image on Facebook. Okay, let me repeat that one more time. If you post the picture on Instagram, you will get 23% more engagement than you would if you post this exact same picture on Facebook. Don't believe me? Try it. There's a reason that I'm spending pretty much all of my time on Instagram. Okay, so if you follow me, I would encourage you, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving and you're listening, go to Instagram.com/Abhi Golhar, hit the follow button, and you'll be notified of the posts that I post on Instagram. The majority of my posts are well thought out, curated pictures and video. Okay? We'll get to video in a second. The brands on Instagram regularly see engagement from around 4% of their total followers. So if you have 10,000 followers, that means 4% or 400 people will engage with your posts. That's a really, really high engagement rate. Okay? What's interesting is, if you compare that to Facebook and Twitter, you'll probably see 0.1% engagement rate. So you want to spend, I'm kind of building a case here, that you should be spending a good amount of your time on Instagram. Brands see engagement rates that are 10 times higher on Instagram than they do on Facebook, plain and simple. If I'm looking up a brand, guess where I'm going first? Instagram. That's right. 70% of users look up a brand on Instagram. Very interesting. 80% of users follow at least one brand on Instagram. 60% of users learn about new products through Instagram. So what does this mean for real estate investors and you business owners out there? That, listen, you're missing out if you're not putting good content to use on Instagram. So let's go ahead. Here's actually one more statistic that you should know about. More than 200 million users visit a business profile at least once a day on Instagram. Okay. So again, I know I've been saying the word Instagram here lately, but you know what? It's the topic of the show for right now. It's the topic of the segment. And it's something that I'm urging you to create a business profile in. So here's what you got to do. Go to Instagram, download the app, sign up. And some best practices are as follows. Number one, you individually need an Instagram profile. So create one. We'll get to the company one if we have time. But if you are in the market, any market, it doesn't matter. You're selling hardware, you're selling software, you are in the real estate space. Creating an individual brand on Instagram makes sense, so do that. Then you'll want to find, just like on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on Facebook, you want to find a good picture of yourself that's a representative of you in a really awesome way. You want to be smiling, it needs to be well lit, and guess what that's going to be? That is your profile picture. So you'll upload that as your profile picture, and then you'll upload your name, first name, last name. I have on my Instagram first name, last name, and a microphone icon followed by on-air investor. And that just shows somebody a little bit extra detail about me so that they can click on my profile. So my name is first name, last name, a microphone icon, followed by on-air investor. That's my name. Now, you can also categorize yourself. You can tag yourself in a category. I've tagged myself in the entrepreneur category. And my profile is super, super cool. It says, helping you build wealth with top real estate investing strategies, 2X nationally syndicated radio show host seen in Forbes and Inc. magazine, and then magnify your wealth with a down arrow. Or it's like a down hand, I guess, and essentially pointing to the link on my website. So really, really easy way to create an Instagram profile. Go to Instagram.com, download the app for your phone, do the things that just make sense, upload a smart-looking picture of yourself, create a good bio so that people understand who you're about, and most importantly, start posting authentic, real pictures and video explanations of things that you're doing. For example, you're a real estate investor and you have a little quick tip on how you can renovate a property or what you should be looking for in a deal. That would be a great 30-second to one-minute video. The most important thing about Instagram is hashtags. So make sure that you do the necessary hashtag research by clicking the search button up at the bottom left-hand side of the app and finding the hashtags that are relevant to your specific niche, your brand, and posting them as a comment in your posts. So I hope that helped you. It's what I do every single day on my brand and to build me specifically and, of course, to bring awesome information to you on a daily basis. Got questions? Super easy. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also reach out to me directly on Instagram at Avi Golhar. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609.
or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.